So onto Bucky paper,
Bucky
then.
Bucky paper. Bucky right, paper and nano paper.
What is that?
We'll do them both.
Okay.
I'll do nano paper first because it made the news before Bucky paper did. Nano paper invented by the Swedes. They took cellulose, figured out how to make it much smaller particles than typically you make with newspaper, because we're going to make paper out of it. When they took the very small nanoparticles and then built up a piece of paper, it turned out to be as strong as cast iron.
Okay, that's amazing.
It
because...
is, and it's paper. It's just cellulose, and all of a sudden we have this structural material. So then the Bucky paper is even cooler because I think it was Florida University, but it might have been Florida State, but I think it's Florida University. Anyway, it was one of the two, makes this announcement. We're now on the pathway to taking what are called Bucky tubes. Now, we got to explain for your readers. Some of you know Buckminster Fullerene, Bucky balls. That's a carbon. That's 60 atoms of carbon to make one molecule, C60, and it's very strong as a sphere. Well, somebody also discovered that it not only forms in spheres, it forms in cylinders, like little teeny fine fibers that are hollow, and all the carbon atoms are hooked together perfectly, all right? So now we have these fibers. Well, what's paper made out of? It's made out of fibers. And what the Florida researchers did is they took these really teeny fibers, and I mean, if you put a Bucky tube next to a human hair, the human hair would look gigantic. Okay, so I mean, that's how much difference they are. Anyway, they made a mat of this and basically embedded it in a special matrix material. And it's 70 times lighter than the same thickness of steel. And if it meets its potential, and that's where they're heading toward right now, it will be 500 times stronger than steel of the same thickness.
Okay, how come they're not making planes out of this tomorrow?
Well, this is what's going to happen. Well, right now, they're at about 10 times stronger, and you know, because they're trying to figure out what's the best kind of way to glue it together and how do you arrange stuff. So right now, it's just like the very first computer transistors, right? We're right at that crude point, but it's going to ramp up really fast, and when it does, airplanes will be the first target, of course. But think about, in fact, this will lead us into something else, but just ask yourself, where else would you use this material?
Ships.
Where else?
Cars.
Where else?
Computers.
Where else?
I mean, it seems endless. I mean,
bridges.
Buildings. Yeah.
Any place you need strong structure, because you see, well, you don't even care about the lightweight with this stuff. It's so damn strong.
Right.
You get the lightweight, that comes with it.
And I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to imagine Bucky paper, and I don't know how it's applied yet, and I haven't seen any video on this, so I'm just kind of going by kind of as it hits me in my mind's eye.
Yep.
But I would think you could take some old existing bridges
and wrap them
in Bucky paper like you would paper mache.
Absolutely. Rehabilitate things.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's way cool.
Now, here's what's really way cool about it. What's it made out of? Carbon. We're not moving to the hydrogen economy. We're moving to the carbon economy.
Huh.
And we're not going to burn it. We're going to build with it. By the way, there's a new material called graphene, which is another form of carbon, which looks like it's better than silicon for making computer chips. Carbon economy, again. Listen, this is... the stuff that's happening right now is just breathtaking because it's all paradigm shift stuff.
Right.
And we'll look back 15 years from now and say, remember when we had all those steel cars running around and they rusted, for cripe's sakes, and man, they couldn't stand up to a 100-mile-an-hour accident at all.
Right.
You know?
And you've got this, and now this would also be great for soldiers.
Oh, God. See, that's really good. Think of the armor.
Yeah, the body armor.
Yeah.
That you could make
tanks? Make the tanks out of, and all of a sudden, instead of a heavy tank, you've got an extremely strong, extremely rigid, extremely lightweight vehicle that consumes very little fuel as it's whipping across.
How long would it be before something like this could come online in terms of usage? What are we looking at for a window of this?
I would say in significant fashion, 5 years.
By that, 5 years.
Hundreds of tons of it. We'll start to see specialist stuff, I think, within 24 months. And then, see, because you got to learn how to make it, then you got to learn how to manufacture it, and then you got to learn how to do it in volume. And as Peter Drucker once said, in the long run, the manufacturing is the lowest cost of anything you ever make. The R&D will be more, the marketing will be more, the manufacturing will be the cheapest part of it, and that's where we'll head with this stuff.
Well, I mean, but just even imagine then, if we could get this online within 5 years,
yep.
We could replace a sagging, aging steel manufacturing sector in the United yep. States with yep. the manufacturer of Bucky paper.
Yeah, it becomes irrelevant. The steel, there's certain things you probably want steel for that I'm hard-pressed to guess what it would be when you have this kind of material to replace it.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Crowbars. I don't know. Maybe
but you could make that out of
Bucky
if you
paper.
Wrapped Bucky paper, turned it into a wrap, so you went
right.
around and around and around again. That would be a pretty rigid, lightweight crowbar out of Bucky material
sure.
instead of the other. So it's interesting to say how many places would you replace it.
Well, and then if we're talking about developing engines, like whether we're talking about hydrogen or whether we're talking about other forms of solar engines, how much farther those engines would be able to go, the batteries would last
sure.
if they were propelling a Bucky paper car as opposed to one made out of any type of other material.
Do you know Amory Lovins?
No, I don't.
Is you ought to get him on for a night. He's a spellbinding storyteller. He's a genius scientist. Anyway, he predicted in about 1992 that we could build a carbon fiber car that would weigh, the whole body of it would weigh less than 400 pounds. And everybody laughed at him. Here's Bucky paper. We could probably do it for 200 pounds.